KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Police Minister Senzo Mgcunu says new forensic labs will be built in KwaZulu-Natal, Gauteng, Limpopo, Mpumalanga and the Free State. He says it will help speed up DNA testing and reduce toxicology backlogs. Mgcunu told reporters the new facilities will boost the capacity of the South African Police Service to process evidence faster and improve the justice system and fight crime effectively.
We want to improve efficiency of our forensic services, which we regard as critical and impacting directly on the work of police. In the few weeks to come, we'll be signing a memorandum of understanding with Department of Science and Technology, who have indicated their willingness for us to access their lab in the CSIR.
At least one person has died in a fire incident in Sandton in Gauteng. The fire broke out this morning. The cause of the blaze is still not yet known. Johannesburg Emergency Management Services spokesperson Xolile Khumalo.
Unfortunately, one male lost his life during this fire incident. EMS urges all Johannesburg residents to exercise caution when using electrical appliances and to always ensure that children are not left unattended.
There are plans to ease some of the regulatory requirements for investing in South Africa's ICT sector. Communications Minister Solly Malatsi says he'll propose a policy shift to the Independent Communications Authority of South Africa. He says clear and consistent rules are needed in the sector, including aligning telecoms laws with BBBEE ownership rules. He says the changes aim to support national goals like expanding broadband, bridging the digital divide, and boosting investment and competition to grow the economy. It's believed the move could open the door for Elon Musk's satellite company Starlink to operate in South Africa. It follows President Cyril Ramaphosa's visit this week to the US aimed at repairing diplomatic relations. And finally, a frog has given the graduation speech at a university in the U.S. Kermit addressed members of the University of Maryland's class of 2025 to mark the end of their studies.
Here's a little advice, if you're willing to listen to a frog. Rather than jumping over someone to get what you want, consider reaching out your hand and taking the leap side by side, because life is better when we leap together.
Well, the Muppets creator Jim Henson graduated from that college after studying home economics. The top story, Police Minister Senzo Mgcunu says new forensic labs will be built in KZN, Gauteng, Limpopo, Mpumalanga and the Free State to help speed up DNA testing and reduce toxicology backlogs. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dino Mpahlele.